Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome into the Divas Dish podcast. Once again, the flu is around. There's some nasty stuff going around. Elisa was out earlier in the week because her husband, she was actually in doing the morning show stuff and then having to leave right afterwards. We couldn't do a podcast. I had so much other digital elements to do that I was in the studio recording videos and back and forth doing interviews. And it's going to go that way all the way up through March, all the way up through Radiothon. Mm-hmm. We are busy, busy girls.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? Not too busy to do our podcast.
No. This is our, like, release.
This is Elisa's release.
Yes.
We need to make a t-shirt for that. Also, I came up with something with my girl Jenna this weekend. She had repeated something that was said to her. And I said, I slap in solidarity, which basically the head slap. We all slap in solidarity. So I'm thinking that we need shirts, just the face palm. We slap in solidarity.
I mean, it makes sense. We do that. A lot.
There's so much going on. Okay, so I get to work. I've been walking and running the neighborhood before work, and I have my Columbia coat that I put on that has all the pockets in it. And the thing about all the pockets, it has all my inhalers in it now.
Oh, well, don't leave the coat at work.
Oh, no. I left the coat at home today.
No.
I left the coat at home today. And you guys, you may or may not know, every once in a while, I sound a little wheezy on air. I'm asthmatic. I have been since I was a little child, and cold weather gets to me. And so I come in from the cold weather to the extremely dry, hot weather inside the studio. And then I go in my office, which is freezing. So I never know if I'm going into the tundra or the Sahara.
Yeah, that's a definite what it is here. It's always the Sahara in the studio.
Okay, so I fill my prescriptions, because with our prescription plan here, you have to fill at CVS or you have to do mail order. So I'm like, where's the closest CVS to work? Because I live in downtown. I go through the drive-thru CVS in downtown and in and out of there. So I know that one. So I'm like, where's the closest one? I look it up. It's inside Target. The CVS pharmacy.
Oh,
inside.
How convenient.
So I'm like, let me get right on that. Get my inhaler filled. Boop, 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 boop. Call them up. I was on hold 8.5 minutes. It happens. The woman apologizes. I'm giving someone a flu shot. I'm here by myself. I'm like, oh, it's all good. I just need to get my inhaler filled. And she goes, we usually get it filled at the downtown one. Are you sure you want to do it inside the Target one? I'm like, honey, it is Target.
Yeah, it's fine.
What else can I get filled so I can spend some more time at Target?
Seriously.
And call it a necessary trip from work. So I get to take a little break after the podcast and run down to Target. Oh, to pick up my prescription so I can breathe. But while I'm
there's casually a Starbucks in that Target, too.
There is casually a Starbucks in what I call the crack aisle of Target. You know what the crack aisle is?
The ones at the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. Anything from $1 to $5 that you never knew you needed, but Target knew that you needed it.
You have to let Target show you what you need. You don't go to Target with a list. Target will show you what you need.
It's like speaking to the universe and saying, I want this great new relationship, or I want this great new career. And boom, the universe gives it to you. You walk into Target, the doors open. It's like, I don't know, angels sing as soon as Target's doors open for me. And then it's like, how can I help you? Let me show you what you need. And let me show you what'll be cute in your office, and it'll be cute in your house. And oh yeah, your kids, they need these socks. I don't care if they don't want them. They need these socks.
Yeah, we do have almost every single one of the character socks, because they love those.
They need to make them in adult sizes, though.
They do.
So much. So anyway, so I will be heading to Target after this. And I'm not mad about CVS being inside Target now. Not at all.
I love that that's the one that you chose, because there's definitely a CVS right there.
Shut up. There's one at Roper Mountain Road. But it's right there. Yes, I know. But you know what? I looked it up. It is 1.2 miles from our studio, even though it's at the end of Garlington Road, which we're located on Garlington Road. 0.86 miles to the Target on Woodruff Road.
I mean, I probably would have done the Target just so I can, you know, get the drink, walk around. And apparently, I heard that if you get a hot or an iced drink in the Target and you drink it while you're in the store, they do refills for free.
Shut up.
I'm going to need you to test this theory.
Shut up.
I saw this online, and you know, online is not reliable. But
no,
I saw this.
We're online. We're very reliable. Well, we give so many great sources of information.
Some things online are not reliable. And so I don't want to go, you know, busting up in Target like, hey, I just drank this. Can I get some more? But
have you met me? I have no shame.
I know you'll do it. So, no.
But see, I'm nervous. Even though I'm wearing my black and white dress, I have my red sweater on top of it. I'm walking into Target wearing red.
Oh, yeah. People are going to be like, excuse me, ma'am. Can you help me find this?
Yes, I can, because I know where everything is in Target.
Yeah, allow
yes,
me
ma'am.
To show you.
Allow me to show you. I'm going for Shopper of the Year at Target.
Yeah, you'll be covering for somebody next weekend. You got to be careful.
You know what I've always wanted to do, and a lot of people have like done this on their social media. It's like, yep, I'm going to call into places I don't work and tell them I can't come in. And I would like to do that. Maybe walk up to the boss of Target and be like, yeah, I've decided to turn in my notice and see if they noticed.
That'd be so funny. You should do that.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that's like a Torture Tuesday that they would do over on B, our sister station.
Yeah, and we're trying to talk Kato.
They would twist it somehow.
Yeah, they would totally twist it. We're trying to talk Kato into coming to be a guest diva. I think we're going to have a petition signed. So anybody wants to sign up on that petition, we'll put it online. And you know what? I even mentioned to Tom to come do it too from the Hawk and Tom show.
I don't know about all that.
So many questions. Guest diva? Some days he is a diva.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
His wife is a saint.
I don't know about all that.
I do. It would be funny. See, I used to do their traffic. I worked with Hawk and Tom back in the day when I first got out of college. So I know how to make Tom's head blow up and make him mad real fast. I said in the hallway to him made him mad.
I was their intern when I was in college. And so I know how to get Tom's breakfast order.
Mm-hmm. That's Did you steal it. Some peanuts for him too?
No.
No.
That was pre Hawk and Tom. Hawk and Tom was done during my senior year. I had calmed down.
I called them a not-so-choice word via our Comrex line where we used to have to do traffic reports. They kept me on hold and forgot to go to me. And then I'll just say that I called them something that I tried to play off and said, I suppose. You can figure out what I called them.
I just did a lot of training on
what you should and shouldn't
obscenities
say.
And all types of all that kind of stuff. And yeah,
please use I suppose anytime.
Yeah, just in case.
I said I suppose.
Oh,
okay. So where are we talking? Talking about something. Okay, we were talking.
No, we started talking about Target. You know what happens when we talk about Target?
I just envisioned. I used to buy these like colored tights from Target. Now they have like gray and black.
No,
I'm like I had this whole remember the rainbow assortment of colored tights. I still have some of them. Some of them have gone MIA. Some of them have been dinged over the years. But those were the best tights. I think they were like $5, and they had like all kind of colors. Now I guess apparently everybody just likes black and gray and white. I do have an off-white pair though.
It's not the same.
Not the same.
Ella, I luckily was able to buy the size up for Ella last year, so I don't have to get her any tights this year. But we love the sweater tights from Target for little girls. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have to buy any this year, though. Thank God.
I think we should do petition to get the colored tights back.
Yeah. Come on, Target.
So, inside Target, going to do some shopping. I'll report back from that. We've got so many fun things going on. We still need to make cards for kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that coming up on the 14th. All the cards are due in by the 7th here to the studio at 25 Garlington Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's our address, too, if you want to send us cards for kids stuff. And hey, if
please.
You don't have time to make the cards, send us some Target gift cards. Elise and I'll go shop very well
I
for
know.
It.
They have Ooh. Really cute stuff over there. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at their Valentine's section the other day. They got some cute ones.
Yeah, we got to do that. We've been promising to do that. So we're going to be making some cards, and I'm going to go make the rounds of all the morning shows and having people come and help us, because we get like last year we got like over 12,000 cards.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
But it's
and we
so
have to go
sweet.
Through all of them. And so, you know, that's why they're due the 7th, so that we have like a week to go through thousands and thousands of cards.
If you guys have never seen this, we'll be sharing on our social media all the videos and all the things that we've done. We've been doing this since, was it 2015 or 2014?
2015, because it was the very first year and Ella was one.
Yes. So, oh, yeah. You had a boober then. Yeah.
Because I'm like walking around crying. I'm like, pull yourself together. It's fine.
I'm crying too. Well, for various reasons, we mentioned that we've seen some of the kids that we knew from Radiothon. And the kid that we had on the card for our very first year where we made the handprints, we met her and her parents at Radiothon. We talked about how she was just diagnosed with leukemia. Mom, dad, me, everybody just started crying mm-hmm. during that interview. And when we're going through the rooms for Radiothon, we're going through the rooms for Cards for Kids, passing out the cards, we pop in, and this girl, I knew her face. I knew mom's face. We all teared up again, gave each other a hug, and then we had the sweetest moment making handprints from her handprints. And we've got those pictures downstairs framed, and that was a very special moment, being with those kids that you know through Radiothon, and you see them again, as you mentioned in one of our other podcasts. You are tearing up, my dear. Mm. I'm tearing up now just thinking about it.
I'm telling you, it's weird, like, with magic, we are very like hands-on with our families, and we love to do things in the community and things like that.
We roll up our sleeves. We do everything.
And we do.
It's
we
real.
Really
it's not
do
made
it.
Up. We do it.
And so here at Magic, especially with us, we love to get in there, talk to the families, hang out with the kids. At Radiothon, we're always hanging out with the families before they go on, after they go on. So we get to know these people and these children, and we have children of our own. And so, I mean, it's emotional. But it's so 100% worth it.
We always talk about before we go on there and after we go out of there, but by the grace of God, go I. So, yeah. So we remember how blessed we are, and that's why we want to give back. That's why we do that.
Yes, and we need help. We can't do it ourselves.
Exactly.
Sharina cannot make 12,000 cards. We're going to need some help.
We can't even stay on the track for 5 minutes what we're going to talk about. And I remember what we were going to talk about. You were talking about you were doing the training of the words that you can and cannot say.
Oh, excellent.
Because Elise, for 6 months, I've been saying Elise needs her own blog. So we have a Wednesday morning. Every Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock, we have our promotions meeting. And they're like, any new business? I said, well, it's not new business. I've been saying for 6 months, Elise needs a blog. Elise needs to do this because it's turning into the Cherie show. And you know what? Even Cherie needs a break from Cherie.
Yeah.
I think everybody needs a break from me sometimes. Even me, okay? Well, anyway, so Elise, I'm sorry. I just want to say you're getting a blog, but you also got about 6 online training modules you had to go through of words you can and cannot say.
And I'm like...
And we bleeped all those out when we did the podcast with Diesel last week.
Exactly. I'm like, let's be real. I'm not going to use any of these words. And all of the questions are super subjective. They're like, should you say this? Should you say... And I'm like, no, you shouldn't. And then it'll be like, wrong. Technically, you can say that, but you shouldn't. And I'm like, wait, what?
Like, we need to get you a bracelet that says, what would Elise do?
Yeah.
Or don't do what Cherie does.
It
or
was
definitely
nuts.
Don't do what Diesel does.
There are 2 of them that I had to take twice mm-hmm. because the questions were so subjective. I'm not going to say anything.
They're trick questions.
Yeah, like I'm not saying any of that. I don't care what it is. Like I've tread lightly.
I've got outtakes of you saying that on a podcast. But as Tom pointed out,
it's different.
It's not technically the same. The FCC can't pop you if it's a podcast because you can edit it out. And yeah, it's that gray area. And I said, well, you know, nothing's illegal unless you get caught.
That's true. And technically, we're not live on the air, so...
Yeah, we had time to clean it up, and we had time to be subjective. And speaking of which, you'll notice that we do not have Peaches in studio today. Today is Peaches' birthday. We gave Peaches the day off. So happy birthday, Peaches!
Yay, happy birthday!
Now, do they get credit for taking their birthday off, or is it a day counted against Peaches?
I mean, I highly doubt that they're just going to give you your birthday off.
It's Peaches. Yeah. Peaches has to work with us day in and day out. I did ask Dave, Super Dave, our ops guy, if we could fire Peaches or just call Peaches up
today.
Just for fun, just today only. And you know what? I think I might want to run that phone call a little bit later on. We have Peaches. Peaches, we just want to call up and say, happy birthday. You're fired.
Oh.
And see what happens from there. Let's see what transpires from
there. That's so sad. Poor Peaches.
Poor Peaches. Poor us. We're having to be to our own device. We had to pick our own topics today. We came up with Cherie's Wheezy, gotta go to Target. I think that should be a t-shirt. Cherie is Wheezy, gotta go to Target. And have a picture of Louise Jefferson from the Jeffersons on there. Okay. Okay. Target. We love Target.
Yes.
Your mom... Her mom, Amanda, cracks me up on social media because anytime she says stuff, I will text Elise and go, you know that's going to be on a podcast eventually. Well, I did reply to her something she put up yesterday for Ella, Elisa's daughter's birthday. She turned 6, and they were having a decorate your own cupcake party. And instead of wanting to make the cupcakes out of the gate, your mom went to Walmart, not Target, and asked if she could just get some basic cupcakes. Did she say bald cupcakes or what?
Naked.
Naked cupcakes.
Yeah, she went to Walmart and asked, you know, they always have all those cupcakes with all the big thick icing and the little rings and all that. Well, Ella doesn't like that. She only likes the icing from the can, and she wants to do it herself. And my husband's the exact same way.
I am making a face at you. I am judging your daughter. She judges I am judging her.
Colin's
my first job
way.
Was in my aunt and uncle's bakery, and I know how to make some bomb diggity buttercream ice cream.
See, I love buttercream icing.
I just said buttercream ice cream.
It's okay. I knew what you meant.
You know what I meant. Oh, I will make my Aunt Linda's version and bring it in to you.
Yes,
it is
I love icing.
Delicious.
I love icing. All types. I do not discriminate against icing. Ella and Colin both they like it from like Betty Crocker from a can. Colin takes it a step further. He only likes like the fudge, like chocolate icing. He's very particular.
He's diabetic. He doesn't even need that to begin with.
Right. And so my mom.
I'm judging.
My mom didn't want to bake because she has a lot going on this week. My dad still is at Quantico, so she's there by herself. Mm. And so she decided she was going to go to Walmart and just get some, she called them naked cupcakes. Cupcakes without any toppings.
Of course your mama called them naked.
It's this guy, and my mom's describing him, and she's like, he has this huge beard, and she said, you know, he shouldn't have been working in the bakery in the first place. And she said he looked at me like I had 3 heads when I asked him for just the cupcakes with no icing. She's like, he offered to scrape the icing off for me, and she's telling it back to me, and she's like, all I could picture was him going back there and licking the icing off these cupcakes.
No.
And I'm like, do I need to just make them for, like, I can make some cupcakes. Like, it's no
That's
big deal.
It's not hard.
And
I can read a box.
Yeah, I'm like, it's no big deal. Like, I can make them for you. And she's like, no. She said, because I wanted just to go ahead and get it out of the way, and they wouldn't give them to me. She said, so yeah, don't go to Walmart and ask them for just the cupcakes. They have to serve them with the icing.
Well, that guy probably is not allowed to hear the word naked, and he shouldn't, like you said, shouldn't be in the bakery. Because what your mom went on to describe on her social media is he had the remains, the lettuce, and some cheese, and some breadcrumbs from his Subway sandwich from earlier.
Yeah, she said all I
or
could,
unless somebody wanted a naked sandwich in the subsection
that's
of Walmart.
True. It is right next door.
Yep, he could have. I don't know. Things go flying.
She was very upset about it. So, I mean, so much so that she had to post it on her Instagram.
It was hilarious, though. It's like, oh, just going to handle it myself. But the fact that she asked for naked cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Naked cupcakes. Okay, so let me tell you my cup, because that's hilarious. I'm going to walk in there and ask for naked cupcakes and see what happens.
Yeah. I bet you if Target had a bakery, they'd have naked cupcakes.
You know, Publix sells just the icing. You can buy just Publix icing.
But not just the cupcake, because she tried there, too.
Publix, too?
Yes.
But see, I will tell you that Publix has their cakes already pre-frosted.
Right.
And then they do all the decoration on top of it, because I found that out one time, too. Still, naked cupcakes, I love that. And speaking of Publix, okay, my ex-husband's birthday was Sunday. He went and saw my son in Hairspray Junior, the musical, the second time, because his mother was in town, his grandparents were here. They all went to see the show. And so he brought my son back afterwards. And he was supposed to come in the house because we had cupcakes for him and a birthday card for him. Well, he didn't know that. My oldest son forgot to tell him that. So I think it was part of a ruse, okay? There are cupcakes in the house, Dad. You're not getting these. So we're going to dinner tonight and taking the cupcakes for him. I had to get new cupcakes. This will be the third time I have bought cupcakes this week because of my children. And my dog.
I was fixing to say.
And my dog.
I wondered if Charlotte was in on this.
Oh, yes, she was. I'm getting to that later. Okay. So anyway, so the cupcakes. The kids attacked the cupcakes. Austin looked like he murdered a Smurf because there was one with blue icing on it. Okay. And so he gets all the blue icing all over his face, and he's going to school. And I'm like, Austin, clean your face. I washed my face in the shower this morning, Mom. Austin, you look like you murdered a Smurf. You have blue icing everywhere. I thought I got... It's like this. It's kind of like, what cupcake? I didn't eat a cupcake. So all those cupcakes were gone. So I was like, okay. So I went the other night, grabbed some more cupcakes, put them in the fridge, not to be touched. They're all gone. They were gone, half gone, the other... when I woke up yesterday morning, And then last night, I came home and I thought Charlotte, because whose face is mostly white, I thought she had pink eye. Because all around her eye was completely pink. And I'm like, what is going on with you? And I thought maybe one of the cats scratched her and she just got irritated, or she got into some kind of cleaning fluid or something. You never know. She got under the cabinet or something. So I'm freaking out, Googling everything that could have happened. And then all of a sudden, I see the cupcake container because somebody had left the fridge open and Charlotte stuck her big fat face in the fridge, pulled it out, ate through the cupcake container, and had red icing because the red was down her chin, too, and I looked on closer inspection. So I had to get a washcloth and clean her off. She had red cake icing all around her eye, and it looked like pink eye. I'm Googling thinking, how much is this going to cost me? I'm going to go take a dog with pink eye, and can I treat it at home? I'm looking all these things up. If you look on my search browser, that's what's going on.
Oh, my God.
So my ex-husband, by not coming in and getting the cupcakes on Sunday, I have bought another set of cupcakes, which are now gone thanks to my kids and the dog. And now I've got to go buy him some more for tonight. Jeez. So I have spent a fortune in cupcakes this week. And you know how many I got? One.
Yeah.
I got one.
Charlotte had more than that.
Charlotte had more than that, apparently. But she didn't look, she murdered a Smurf. I'm not even sure. She murdered Elmo.
Yeah.
She had Elmo all up on her face.
I told Ella this morning because the icing my mom chose is the like dyed vanilla. And it's blue and there's purple. And I said, Ella, you can have a naked cupcake for breakfast. You cannot eat this icing. I said, because it will be all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Just like
it
was
like
Austin.
A Smurf murder. Yeah, it looked like he murdered a Smurf. It was everywhere. Then he smiled and his teeth had this weird blue gray tint thing to it. And he was perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, I know. Ella would have been. And she had on today's dress like a your 100 day.
Oh, yeah.
This is the 100th day of school. So she
I saw everybody did that yesterday. And I'm like, was I supposed to do that with my kids?
Probably not. They're older. It's because like Miranda's little girl's in first grade and then Ella is in kindergarten.
Well, Bennett's in third grade, but they didn't really say anything about it, but whatever.
We had to do it. I kind of wish we didn't. But Ella had on like the grandma white cardigan, and all I could picture in my mind was her getting into the icing and it being all over that cardigan and her not being able to wear it, and that would have made me so mad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Charlotte with a pink eye, I was not happy with her. I'm not happy with her some days, but that day, not happy. Not happy with a kid not closing the fridge, and she figures out how to stick her head in there and pull food out.
Oh, yeah.
She did that one time with all the lunch meat I had just bought, because now I have to put it up in a small, in a little drawer, because if she has the wherewithal to open the drawer and get the food out, she can have it.
I'm surprised she didn't eat more than just the cupcakes from the fridge. I'm surprised she didn't go back after she had cupcakes.
You know what? Maybe she was full. Maybe she had like went comatose, because if I have carbs, I'm out.
Yeah, especially like three. I didn't know I could eat three whole cupcakes. I couldn't even eat one last night. I didn't have any. And aww, that's not like me. Like,
yeah.
I don't normally turn on sweets.
Yeah, see, I've got to figure out a way to make gluten-free cupcakes, because my kids will not touch it because they know it's gluten-free.
There you go. Then they won't eat it.
Even they won't eat it, it'll be all mine. So the cupcake story. So that's my cupcake story. So I wish I would have had naked cupcakes, so I wouldn't have had the panic thinking, oh my God, my dog has pink eye. How does a dog get pink eye? By eating an Elmo cupcake. And it's not Elmo. So I got to go buy cupcakes tonight. Again, for the ex-husband's birthday. So.
Go back to Publix. Hello.
Actually, I'm embarrassed now. I may go to Harris Teeter because he is the chocolate frosting, the fudge frosting on the yellow cake. And I know they have those at Harris Teeter, and it's Harris Teeter. And our Harris Teeter, they're about to open the one down the street from me on Stone Avenue.
Yeah.
But the Harris Teeter on Augusta Street has a tavern in it.
Colin's favorite cupcake is also yellow cake with chocolate icing.
Wow, maybe that's a man thing.
Yeah, that's his favorite too. He was upset last night because Ella had funfetti and chocolate cake and there was no vanilla cake. I'm like, well, is it your birthday, Colin? Your birthday was 2 weeks ago.
He was upset about it?
Yeah, he was legit upset that my mom did not make a third flavor.
No way.
I'm like, Mom, like, no,
really?
Colin, no. He's diabetic. He'll be fine. He still ate one. I'm like, I don't see it hindering you.
Yeah, my ex-husband, his favorite cake overall was the Pepperidge Farm yellow cake with chocolate fudge icing. Mm-hmm. The frozen food cake.
Yeah, the ones that come in like a square.
Yeah.
We used to get those as
the styrofoam. Yeah.
Yes.
The styrofoam thing, and it tasted like a box.
We used to have those all the time.
I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? You grew up in a country club neighborhood. What do they
like
feed you? What
$3.
I know, what is up with that? Maybe it was a rebel against the country club neighborhood he grew up in.
Maybe. Yeah, those are super cheap. We used to have those as
a kid.
That was
his favorite. I was so afraid he was going to ask for that as a wedding cake.
Ew.
There's a story I'll have to share.
My wedding cake was so good. I need to order another one.
Yeah, a wedding cake. You're going to order another wedding cake. I will tell you the story of why I only got a tiny little bit of cake. And it was only the bite of cake that I got for the pictures that you take.
Oh.
There was cake sent back to us, to the honeymoon suite with us. I didn't get one bite of it.
I, too, have a very similar story about the cake that got sent to our honeymoon suite. And what happened to it?
Did it involve your new husband going, oh, did you want some of this? They sent like a wedge of cake. I was changing, came out of the bathroom, got the wedding dress off, which takes forever, changing. And then I come out and it's like, oh, did you want some of this? I finished all the cake.
No, mine involves.
Like, oh, that should have told me stories there.
Mine involves, this still makes me angry to this day, my new husband forgetting that they sent us a giant basket of food, barbecue, mac and cheese, baked beans, huge chunks of cake in the trunk of my car. Not just overnight while we were going. No, he forgot it the entire time we were on our cruise. So we got back literally 9 days later, and all of that food had sat in the heat in Atlanta in the trunk of my car.
Oh, rancid. Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
Oh, my God. And you had to drive back.
And my car was glitter bombed at our wedding by the groomsmen. So not only am I just covered in glitter and glitter everywhere, it smells like literal death. It was rough. That was a really rough car ride back.
You're still married. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough. I think it still smelled when we sold that car. Like 4 years later.
So if you're driving around an old Camry, you're like, why is this glitter everywhere? And what is that smell? It's Elise.
That's why.
Blame Elise. Actually, blame Colin for that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got like a bite. I got a little bite of cake for the pictures. So there's a picture there. And then, I came out of the bathroom, had changed. He had eaten all the food, most of the food was there, but he ate all the cake. And he goes, oh, I just ate all the cake. Did you want some?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Well, I didn't have anything in the trunk of the car left, but I was going through the trunk of his car about 3 or 4 months after we got married, and I was good on all the thank you notes, wrote them all ahead of time, gave them to him to mail. They were still in the trunk of his car, probably between 4 and 6 months. Just he forgot to mail them.
Oh, my gosh.
He forgot to mail them. I had a panic attack and just lost it on him.
Yeah, that's awful.
I didn't make him write one thank you note. I wrote all those thank you notes, and they're just sitting in the back of his car.
No, you had one job.
You had one job. Like Colin, you had one job. Bring the food in.
And it didn't even, like, if we got there so late, it didn't dawn on us. You know, we literally got to Atlanta at like 11 something, and we had to get up at like 4 to go to the airport. So, I mean, we did not have like a long time in Atlanta. And so he was just like, oh, we don't need the food. Yeah. He's like, we don't need the food. Like, what's fine? Oh, my God. It wasn't.
It wasn't. You still want that mac and cheese and barbecue, don't you?
It was so good.
And that cake.
Well, the good thing is my aunt made the cake. Just like you, I also have an aunt that's a baker. Mm-hmm. So she makes all of our stuff. So I can actually have similar to our wedding cake anytime I want. And I just have to order one.
Yeah. I think I might get Aunt Linda to make us a cake in here just because.
Just because.
Just for the Divas Dish podcast. Yeah. We'll get our logo put on it.
I love cake.
I do too, but I wonder if she'd make it gluten-free for me because I have to stay off flour because I start wheezing and I sneeze.
Yeah.
And I have allergies.
And then we'll have to go back to Target.
We just have to go back to Target.
The cycle starts over.
I mean, do we need a reason to go back to Target?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we do have coming up, because we normally don't do a podcast on Friday because there's so much going on. And tomorrow I will be over at Malden Middle for their career day. So Elise will be in charge of everything in the studio tomorrow. She doesn't know that yet. Now you do.
Excellent.
She's like, way to go.
Okay.
That's what you get for not doing the podcast the rest of the week. You get to play Friday me.
Okay.
You get to play me on Friday.
That's fine.
You're like, I'm Cherie Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, people probably won't even notice.
I know, right?
People think we sound similar anyway, so they won't notice.
It's hilarious. All right, so we'll be doing that. And then on Monday, we will have the breakdown of all the commercials from the Super Bowl and all the others. So we have one of our Google experts calling in to talk about that with us. I'm going to be talking a little bit later on to the Cirque du Soleil Axel people. And you got the invite to go mm-hmm. on premiere night. So we'll be there doing some Facebook Lives from that on the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is big for us because we deliver at 10 o'clock in the morning to the kids at Prisma Health Children's Hospital Upstate.
Yep. We have a lot going on.
A lot going on. And after Valentine's Day, we're going to take a little break. Oh. And then we've got the new movie premiering, The Picture. And so we'll be doing a review of that as well. We got passes to go see that. So
sounds like a plan.
All right, so we've got so much going on. And, of course, this is a Divas Dish podcast. You can download it on radio.com. You can even find it on iTunes. So we are everywhere. Take us with you. Tell your friends. And, of course, tell us what you want to hear next on the Divas Dish podcast. And maybe we'll even do like a little Facebook Live from Target one day. And we'll show you our shopping trends.
We'll let you know about the Target refill thing.
Oh my gosh, yes. I need to find that.
So if I
go through the store and go, I'm out of this, do I get a refill? Because, you know, I'm addicted. Or is it just like basic tea refills
or
coffee?
It said hot or iced drinks. So like iced coffee or a hot coffee. So you get it when you first get there.
Okay,
drink
so just
it as you
basic
walk around.
Coffee or my caramel macchiato? My skinny,
I don't know.
My grande skinny caramel macchiato with whip.
The girl that works at the Target Starbucks, if it's her, she's got short hair. She's so cute. She would probably tell you the truth. You could probably ask her. She was awesome. We talked the other day for like 10 minutes.
Really?
And so she would probably just straight up tell you like yes or no. So I'd be like, wouldn't we have a question?
See, I was in Target the other day with my oldest son. He goes, Mom, I miss the Target Cafe. You used to take me to the Target Cafe when I was a kid. I miss the Target Cafe.
Take him to Anderson if they still have one.
I looked at him and I said, shut your mouth. This is holy ground.
This is a Starbucks. You okay? Get nothing. You don't disrespect it that way. A free piece of fruit versus no.
Yeah. It's like he missed that because they would make him French fries there. I'm like, these are French fries that they would microwave.
Yeah, no. He can. If you're ever in Anderson, they still have one there. So you feel free to go on in the cafe.
I mean, Kmart used to have a cafe at some point.
Well, came and talk. Walmart used to have Blimpy.
Yeah, they did have Blimpy.
And they had like those pretzels and like they had all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember you used to smell those and they smelled so good and they weren't so good.
No.
Like if you go to the TR Walmart, I think they still have a Subway in there.
Oh, they do. I went to North Greenville. We used to get a lot of pretzels, a lot of Icy's. Yeah.
Yeah, my kids like Icy's too. But yeah, like my oldest son was like, Mom, I miss the Target Cafe. I'm like,
no.
You would rather have Target Cafe over Starbucks? What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. You get nothing.
Whose child are you? I mean, next you're going to tell me you like a square cake from Pepperidge Farm. Ugh.
Keg.
I tried to find him one of those the other day. They don't even make just the yellow cake with the chocolate.
Yeah, they're very like in-depth now. Like the flavors are like they tried to go too extreme.
Yeah, it's like the marbling and all this other stuff. I'm like, I'm sorry. I was walking through Publix at the time. I'm like, I could go over there and get a real cake.
Right? And it's not frozen.
And apparently I'm going to be buying some more cupcakes after this.
Apparently. I also like how our entire podcast today, it's about cake.
It's all about cake.
You're welcome, in case you want cake now.
Now you're hungry? You want some cake?
Yeah. I have naked cupcakes at my house.
Naked. I just like saying that. That's just going to be the title. Naked Cupcakes Today on Diva's Dish. Mm-hmm. Better than
let
Naked Divas
wonder.
On the Cupcake Dish. What?
No.
No.
Never happen.
Nobody needs to see that. Thanks for joining us for the Diva's Dish. I am Sheree Taylor, and she is Elise Riley. We will see you next week. And, oh, yeah, who's your pick for the Super Bowl? Your guys are out. My guys are out, and the people that we love to hate, yeah, they've been out.
Praise.
You said praise.
I'm going with the Chiefs because the only reason is I just feel like it's their turn. Like they haven't won a Super Bowl or haven't been to a Super Bowl. I think they haven't won a Super Bowl. Don't quote me. Since like 1969. And so they, you know, they've worked really hard. We got a lot of Clemson Tigers that play for the Chiefs.
Yes.
And so, That's why I'm going to pick the Chiefs. Also, the 49ers knocked us out, so I'm still salty.
Still a little bit salty there? Yeah. They knocked you out, and of course, we all remember what they did to you earlier in the season. So,
yeah. So I'm still salty. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I'm very salty. I'm still... My Eagles aren't in, so I'm just extremely salty.
You have a win from a couple years ago, though, so you can
I know. I have that. And, you know, my oldest son tried to talk smack to me and my youngest son when the Eagles got knocked out. I was like, you're a Panther fan. We'll talk someday.
Bless him.
Someday.
They're so sad right now. They're still, like, trying to recover.
And he was trying to talk up the Panthers. And I said, okay, Austin, what's the new coach's name? He goes, Former Baylor coach.
Oh, God.
It's like, right. You don't even know the coach's name. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to struggle this year.
It's pretty bad when you, like, talk smack with your 12-year-old.
One day, I feel like Ella and I are definitely going to talk smack because we're a house divided with Clemson and Carolina. And if she chooses to go to the dark side, we're going to have to talk some smack. I already talked smack with Colin. So
talk some smack.
But hopefully she'll make the right decision when she gets old enough.
I had no control over Austin being a Panthers fan. So I lost him on the Celtics, too. He's a Hornets fan. So I blame his dad for all that. Then his dad said something about, well, I think I'm just going to, because his dad grew up a Redskins fan. He goes, I think I'm going to go back to being a Redskin fan. And I'm like,
ew.
Have you told your son that? Because that's going to break his heart. He's going to break his heart because mom's never been a Panthers fan. And, well, dad's now a Redskins fan again.
Ew.
Who knows?
Well, let us know who you pull for. Maybe there's some 49ers fans or Chiefs fans out there.
Yeah, we'll see. Listening. We work with a huge Chiefs fan, Lonzo. Oh, yeah. He's still wearing all his shirts, so God bless. I'm pulling for them for Lonzo.
Yeah.
But I really don't have a dog in the fight. I'm just going to watch the commercials so we can talk about those on Monday.
And J-Lo and Shakira.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, if you looked on our website, J-Lo stuns everybody in a leopard print bikini at 50. I don't care. It's J-Lo. She's going to look amazing no matter what. Why do they feel the need to put that number on there?
I know.
They never put George Clooney's age. They never put George Clooney's age. They never put Matthew McConaughey's age. They never put Sean Connery's age. They want to put a woman's age because they want to knock it down a peg and say, well, she looks great for 50. No, she looks great.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Period. She looks great.
That's it. Anyway, we'll talk about that too because there's going to be so much to talk about. And I'm glad that we've got our Google people in with us on Monday. So we'll have them on the Divas Dish. Thanks so much and have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.